So I'm essentially duplicating myself. Hear me. An evangelist must be loyal to the agenda of an apostle. Now, why? Now, what? God called me. Yeah, God called you, but God connected you in his government to an apostle. Didn't he say that it would be built on first apostles, secondarily prophets? So that means that why is that? Because an apostle carries the agenda of God. See, forget the human. Don't worry about the human. The human embodies what God wants. We are carriers of God's agenda. All of us are carriers of God's agenda. But we must be equipped to be connected to those who can clearly, effectively communicate God's agenda. So when we're sent out, we know exactly what God is asking us to do. So an evangelist, number one, is authorized to carry the same characteristics as an apostle. Number two, evangelists are sent out. They don't leave on their own. They're sent out by an apostle. They're not sent out by a pastor. They're sent out by an apostle. Number three, an evangelist is loyal to the agenda of the apostle. Number four, they must report back. This is key. They must report back. Report back to the apostle. Why? Remember, thank you, Jesus. The Apostle Paul listed the offices in importance from in chronological order, not in importance, but by function. They're ranked by function. The reason why an evangelist has to report back to an apostle is so that the apostle could then turn around and appoint a pastor. Because one of the results of an evangelist is that now there are a group of people that have been converted from darkness into light that now needs to be shepherded. Oh, my God. Hear me. So now you understand, under the pastoral model, Satan has caused us to eliminate the apostle, eliminate the prophet, and therefore we running around, running to brick walls, not able to advance the kingdom, because every office has not been able to function in what it was supposed to function in because of egos. So when an evangelist reports back to an apostle, an apostle can then appoint a pastor that could shepherd the people that have been converted because of the evangelist. Fifth characteristic of an evangelist is that an evangelist will be going into new territories that have not experienced the love, power, and mercy of God. I want you to hear me. An evangelist that calls themselves an evangelist that's just itinerant in other people's churches, they ain't no true evangelist. Because an evangelist is going to carry the same characteristics of an apostle. Now, that's by design. Why do they need to carry the same characteristics as an apostle? Why do they need to be sent out by an apostle? Because they're going into new territories that are probably overrun with demons and principalities, and because they're connected to somebody who has authority over those territorial demons and principalities, they too now have the authority to walk in that same power. That's why the 70 came back excited and said, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. They were excited because they were going to new territories and able to perform miracles, signs, and wonders, cast out demons, because they were connected to the agenda of the apostle in that time, who was Jesus. The process has not changed. The people have changed, but the process have not changed. So here you have the apostle, who is the carrier of God's agenda. The prophet of God, who goes to familiar territories, people who have veered off from. See, the function, Jesus was brilliant. So he got the apostles going to places that knows the agenda of God, that they are familiar with the love of God, the power of God, and the mercy of God. And for some strange reason, they're veered off, or for some strange reason, they're in territory and they're not sure. So an apostle comes in, can be a seer and say, hey, watch out for this trap. Watch out for this coming to you. You're going the right direction. It's confirmation. Just like I told you about the confirmation with the widow woman. All Elijah did was confirm to her what God had already said to her. So these functions. So you got the apostle that is the carrier of God's agenda. You got the prophet that goes out with his or her giftings. And the purpose of those giftings is to point those people back to God's original plan. Then you have the evangelist who's going into new uncharted territories to break fallow ground so that those people can experience what they've never experienced before. They've never experienced the love of God. They never experienced the power of God, nor have they ever experienced the mercy of God. Then they report back to the apostle. The apostle can appoint a pastor to shepherd. Now, pastor, and I'm going to get to next week, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because we've thrived in the pastoral model. So I will go over it somewhat so you'll understand who an apostolic pastor is. See, there's pastors, then there are apostolic pastors. Pastors who are connected to an apostle because they are now shepherding people that the evangelists have won over in new territories. I hope you hear that. I hope you understand it. So again, once again, an evangelist is authorized to carry the same characteristics as an apostle. An evangelist is sent out by an apostle. They are loyal to the apostle's agenda. They must report back to the apostle, and they must realize they're going into new territories to share heralds of salvation. I haven't even get the true meaning of salvation. It's soteria. That's a Greek word. Preservation, wholeness, prosperity, health. Letting people know that there is another way. That there is another way. I believe I get a chance to understand. I hopefully I get a chance to put all of them together so you can understand why Jesus set five gifts. Because each gift has their pros and their cons. For instance, an apostle don't care about your feelings. So an apostle wouldn't make a good pastor. A pastor cares too much about your feelings. So a pastor wouldn't make a good apostle. That's why the two have to work together so that the pastor can have an apostolic edge. Watch this. Love you enough to push you to do what God has called you to do, push you to maturity. But also an apostle is speaking through a pastor because a pastor has the ability to love the sheep, because an apostle is just tell you what they got to tell you and walk off. Won't explain nothing, teacher. Won't be there with you to walk through it. An apostle gonna do other things. But when Jesus put all five into place, they work together. That's why there must be a culture of honor among the fivefold. I hope you were blessed by this session. Next week, we will deal with the pastor and the teacher. Because one person will carry both of those offices, and it's by design. And so I bless you. I look forward to seeing you next week.